This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friends. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Wednesday, November 23rd. Welcome to the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. I'm Terry Tote. Alongside is everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Good morning, Uncle Ralphie.
Morning. Morning.
How be ye this fine day, sir?
So-so.
So-so. Mm-hmm. And our good friend Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber joining us this morning. Hi, Mickey.
Good morning, and good morning, Mr. Uncle Ralph.
Good morning. Good morning
to you. Notice I said mister this time.
Heavy on the mister.
How do you spell that, mister? Just like it sounds.
Yeah.
M-I-S.
M-I-S-S-T-O-E-R.
Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. We'll be back to chat in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Here we are on Wednesday, November 23rd, in the Wednesday Talk Show here on WSMI. And Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber has joined us in studio. And I guess this is a busy time of year for a lot of folks doing a lot of different things. And the Coal Country Chamber, I know, is involved in the Holiday Sparkle Open House. Mickey, that's coming up here in about a week or so. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it'll be on December 2nd, December 3rd.
That's a Friday, Saturday?
Friday and Saturday. It's basically a week from this Friday. Mm-hmm. And this would be our 13th annual Snack with Santa and the Holly Sparkle. The name has changed, I think, three times in 13 years because we're trying to figure out what is a good catchy thing. And about every 3 or 4 years, we're trying to find another one. But we're going to do that. All the retail stores downtown Gillespie and right around downtown is going to have some specials in it. Topani's sales over there. He's got all these education games and toys for the kids. And they got some stuff for mama and daddy and grandma and grandpa and whoever else you want. I mean, he got a good variety. Very good. Topani's is right in the middle of the street, right in the middle of town, I should say. And he's right there. You can't miss it. And the window, he's probably got one of the better of the decorated windows. His lights are on every evening, and they do a very good job. You got to go in there because it's one of those stop of stores that you want to, how come I didn't know about this store? And there's a lot of others. The restaurants in there, CP, Five and Dine there, Chuck Price there. He's got a restaurant there on the north end of downtown, and he's going to have some kiddies, meal specials. I talked to him, but he's gonna have a real nice one there. The Gillespie Minor Restaurant will also be open, having specials throughout the day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The retail stores are going to be doing, oh, by the way, Roman Pizza was going to be selling slices of pizzas on Friday night and on Saturday, and it's a big thing on a Saturday because we have the Snack with Santa on Saturday there. Some of the other stores, Sullivan's, a Jewelry Gift and More, the florist, D.D. and Essent there, and the Hello Sports Store. We have a sports store there and has some nice things there. We don't have a lot, but what we have, they're very, very nice.
And they're geared up for the holiday season?
They are geared up. Yesterday when I was in most of them, I could see you can see Christmas there. You know, they're a little bit slow, and it's not like the big box stores that start in July. And there's quite a bit in there. There's lots of different, good variety.
And I guess the one thing we want to point out is, you know, shop your local businesses first, because these are the people that, you know, support the Little League, support all the civic organizations, and you know, spend your money at home if you can.
Yeah. There was an article in one of the trade magazines I get, and it was very interesting. I wish I would have brought it now, but it was interesting. It said, if you would spend $20, $30 in one store or two store, whatever it is, times all the people, you would bring in several hundred thousand dollars. You multiply it. But with that $30, you would have roughly about $60 on the tax money coming back to your community from there. But with you going outside, that money doesn't come in there. So it doesn't help things in your community. And every one of them business people, and it's almost every town it is, that supports all these little civic organizations, the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, the cheerleaders, and, you know, the choir, all kinds of little things you got going. And it's just amazing at how much money to turn, sir, if you spend, you know, we're not asking you to spend all of it with us because you're not going to find everything, but you can find some stuff there. I'll guarantee it. If they can't find one thing to buy for a gift from somebody in one of our stores.
They're not looking hard enough.
No. I would guarantee you, if they would call me, I will lead them to the certain stores, and if they can't find something then, I will pay for a gift for them up to a common sense amount. That's how much of a guarantee. Come over and shop us and see what we got.
I think I'll make a trip over there.
The gauntlet has been thrown down, Uncle Ralph.
Mickey, what people fail to realize, and we're all guilty of it, the theory is, well, I can drive to Springfield or St. Louis or wherever, and I saw that same item $5 cheaper. Well, what did it cost you to get there and back?
Yes.
And
no, it's the same thing. If you go from Gillespie to somebody, the closest store is going to be 15 miles away, and that's a one-way trip. And the gas at, $3 plus right now, and you burn up a couple of gallons, so that's $6 right there. And if you save $5 on it, so you don't come out ahead.
Yeah.
It's about the same. But I don't ask you to spend all the money. Go to your local store and spend a portion of it.
Yeah. And that money gets recycled in the community because...
Many, many times is the way it's been explained to me.
Time and time again, absolutely.
Yeah, and you made a good point there, Mick, when you say that these are the people that someone's always knocking on their door for a $10, $20, $50, whatever donation to this or that cause. And they're the ones that support the community, so someone has to support them.
Right. And, you know, here's one part that it's... Not a chamber project, but it is. Chamber is involved in it because good old Mickey here has been hauled into this thing this year. Kathy Petruck of the senior citizens, and it's always been said, why doesn't Bunnell have a senior citizen dinner? Christmas dinner is what I'm trying to say. And all these years, I figured there was something there that wasn't happening. Well, everybody else has it all over in the area. So this year, Kathy Petruck and the Bill Bunnell people got together. And I mean, Kathy Petruck did all this work.
Yeah.
She got all the people to come in and ask three businesses to give them something. The food.
Right.
And not the
main ingredients here.
Well. The that famous soup that the Italians are famous for. The
tortellinis?
Yeah,
tortellinis.
Right. Thank
the greatest
you.
Food in the world, tortellinis.
Well, that's what they said.
That's what I'm saying.
I very seldom have eaten it, but it's...
you haven't eaten tortellinis?
I've eaten it one
What's
time.
What's wrong with you, man?
I ate it 24 years ago when I came to Bunnell.
Okay.
But the thing is... FEMA is going to donate that.
Oh, good stuff.
Then Papa Joe's going to donate their great salad that they have for 250 people. And then there's Randy's Market is going to, I'm trying to remember what he was, but he was doing a portion. So we asked three people. So they're putting in there for 250 senior citizens.
Wow.
And
by the way, that dinner is going to be held on Sunday, December the 11th. Serving starts at noon at the Civic Center in Bunnell. Doors open at 11:30. And you need to contact Kathy
before next Friday.
Before next
week
Friday,
from
December
Friday.
2nd. Yeah, yeah.
But you got to remember one thing. Bunnell residents only.
Bunnell residents
Or if
only.
You were lived there and you were born there and lived there for 85 years and you're 86 years old, I think Kathy will sneak you in there. But it's only for Bunnell residents.
Sure,
that,
absolutely.
That does not mean everybody from Montgomery County and everybody else all over Macoupin County comes to this.
Well, you have to register. So you have to call Kathy,
yes.
And you'll find out real
you're
quick.
You're going to have to show ID card, too.
Whether you're on the list or not.
So. She knows everybody. Yeah. She's been there a lifetime.
And it's good to know that you know, this sort of thing can happen in our small
right.
Communities.
Right, and we're doing it different. We're sure. Kathy's had a group of the Bill Bunnell people going to all the businesses asking for any type of donation. They're not asking for $50. They're saying, if you want to give us $5 cash, that's what the senior citizen would be able to use better, or a gift certificate better than a little handmade thing.
Right.
And the people realizing this. And somebody gives us $25, okay, we take that and split it up to five different people or whatever way Kathy wants to do it. It's sure. different. You do it different. Like Cavani's funeral home, they're going to donate five gift certificates to Randy's Supermarket. So the community is really working. The whole community is working together to do this. And I think it's going to come off neat. And the best part about it is, guess who's going to be the servers? And who's going to take the food to the shut-ins at home? The city councilmen of the city of Bunnell. And they had to pay to do this, too. They were asked for a $25 donation to get some gifts. Now, I mean, I'm just saying, it's unusual.
Welcome to rural America.
Right.
Yeah.
And on top of it, she went to Cahokia Township, and they're going to do the same thing with it. So either like me, I'm in Ward 2, and I'm going to deliver the whatever shut-ins in Ward 2. And it's just amazing that this is how this has come together in 3 months that she started putting this on in September. I was starting to think about it.
And again, you got to sign up by next Friday, December 2nd. Yeah. You can call
Kathy Petrock
at the Cahokia Township office in Bunnell Tuesday or Thursday from 9 to 3, or call her at 835-4722. It's first come, first serve, 65
right.
and older.
And it's limited. We're going to limit to less than 250.
Okay.
So I mean, it's if you live in Bunnell, you better get on the phone with Kathy now.
And you'd be surprised how many people's out there, Mick, that just appreciate having a well-prepared, nourishable meal for for that day.
Yeah, that's terrific. That's great. Mickey, back to the Holiday Sparkle Open House. I don't think we actually define the hours that this thing is going on Friday and Saturday of next week.
Friday, technically, the businesses are open.
Now, let me say this. In working with you in the past, we have hours, but then we have, you know, theoretical hours and then the reality hours. So theoretically, it's what? Friday from what? 3 to 7, like that?
Friday evening, 3 to 7. Well, the businesses are open all day.
Right.
They're going to all the businesses who used to close early, 5, 6 o'clock, they're going to extend it to 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And very simply, they'll have their lights on and everything, so we'll know. Everybody said they would be participating for an extra hour. They didn't make a big deal. And we want to show the business people that we really worked our
tails.
I had another word. I didn't know. Jewish
sorry
word.
Sorry for jumping in there. But
clean it up.
No. A Jewish word.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Okay.
And I didn't know if it was allowed, so I didn't say. But to get this thing going and really make it big, not big, we just want to make it successful and show that the chamber is still working hard on this after 13 years.
So 3 to 7 on Friday the 2nd, and then 9 to
Saturday
it'll
be
two.
From 9 to 2. Some of the business will be open longer.
Okay.
Like Michelle Pharmacy will be open till 3. Forgotten Castle, which is a resale shop, and that store is so crammed with so different many things like used clothes and little knickknacks. I'll put it that way. You can buy real cheap.
Yeah.
He's been there for, I think, 3 years, and he's done it, and he's really filled in for what it is, the time of the situation is in the country right now.
Well, there's just an awful lot of people that can use good used clothing. I mean, it's good shape. It's, you know, you find.
No, and I mean, he doesn't just take anything in. Right. He's got some stuff in there. I was amazed that you could buy. There was a couple of coats in there I saw for a few dollars that it was nice. It'd be nice, nice, comfortable. It's a used coat, yes. Not a new, but it was for what a low income or somebody's out of a job for a few bucks. You can get a warm coat if you don't have one for a kid.
Sure.
But everybody's going to have something. And the florist people have different things that they want to do.
And you'd be surprised how many youngsters there is out there that don't have a nice warm coat.
You want to know something? I've been involved in different things in different communities where I used to come from in West County there. And at Christmas time, it's just unbelievable. The kids, you see the kids in the summer months, you don't know anything about it. But in the winter months, they're running around with a pair of shorts or a pair of cut blue jeans with holes in it and a T-shirt on, and that's all. And you're out there when the 40, 30 degree, that's cold with nothing on.
Even if you're young, that's cold.
Yes.
And I could withstand the cold a lot more when I was younger than I am now, but that's
yes.
cold, man.
Yes, so, tell me about it.
Yeah. Mickey, but, at the Holiday Sparkle, you're going to have some displays that the kids are going to be interested in?
At the Snack with Santa, yes. Mm-hmm. And then we go with the, on Saturday morning, we are going to have the great, great Santa Claus's partners in crime,
yes.
the reindeers.
That's right, the real reindeer.
And yes, the real reindeer. They yeah. went over so big at the Fall Festival. And
yeah, they pretty much controlled your movement for a while.
Yes, and I paid for it for 3 weeks too. I mean, everybody's got pictures of me, but nobody want to share them yet with me. I think they're going to use them later on.
We call that extortion.
Okay, I'll accept that. But they won't share me, so I don't know what I look like.
Yeah, well,
tied up with a reindeer, dragging down.
You had one wrapped around one way, one wrapped around the other way with the rope.
And a couple of yeah. times I tripped over their things, and they were dragging me down there. And I'm sure yeah. people got pictures there. But the funny part yeah. about it is we wanted to show even the vendors who would not be able to get away
right.
to show them the reindeer's real. They come over and
they went over great.
It was a big great.
And,
so,
and you'll have kids with an opportunity
to feed them.
To feed them.
Right. They have a little bag of food and everything like that. And take your pictures with the reindeer. Now, they're going to have to be stayed in the container
right.
unit, but you still can stand right there, and reindeer will come right up into you. You can have grandma or somebody snap a picture there and everything like that.
So you got not only do you have the reindeer, but you have some camel, right?
Oh, camel? Yeah. I love these camels because they're full-grown, big humps, and I'm not going to get into the hump story because I never know for sure which one is the truth.
Humps are made of fat. They do not store water.
They
store fat.
Okay, but this is just me. These are bigger.
Yes, yeah.
And then our flyers that are going out there over the place like that, our advertising, everything, has pictures of these. These are real camels,
yeah.
and they have miniature donkeys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've heard of miniature donkeys, but these are much smaller than the ones I've seen them. They play basketball. I'm sure you've seen donkeys play basketball in the past. It's a fundraiser thing that they do.
Oh, yeah, it's also pretty dangerous at times.
It's involved in a few of them.
I know of an employee of ours, former employee of ours, broke an arm playing a doggy basketball game. So.
Well, I mean, we're going to have them in there, and they'll be separated,
right.
and you could feed them and everything. And they'll be there all morning from 9 o'clock until 1:30.
Now you're going to have the choo-choo going?
Choo-choo. We always add the sled to it.
Okay.
And the sled is decorated very nice. And the only thing is, we don't have the door. We didn't put doors on the sled.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't like that idea, but it's for the safety purpose at this time. And it's always pulled a little chug along with us at the end there. But people see it and they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to get the reindeer up close to it so make it look like they're pulling this and get our. Santa Claus will drop in and see us for a short time on Saturday morning. Maybe we get him and to give us something that we have something for. I would like to have a picture of
sure,
that.
Sure, absolutely.
And it's going to look nice.
Mickey, the Snack with Santa, obviously for the local kids.
More local because yeah. they have their own Santa Claus. Now, if they want to come down to us, that's fine.
Yeah.
And him make it a morning or something like
that. Do they
this.
Need to sign up ahead of time or
no.
just show up?
Okay. No, they just show up because we found that very little works like that.
Well, and there's so much up in the air as far as, you know, parents are busy, kids are busy. What's the weather going to be like? That all that kind
of
thing.
We've had weather from snowstorms, ice storms, everything like 5 below 0 one year. Yeah. We've been through it all, so we don't say nothing. It just makes it Christmas better. But our Snack with Santa will start at 8:30 in the morning, go till 11:30. Now, you can come in for a donation of $5. You get a snack.
Mm-hmm.
You have also, the snack will consist of some homemade bakery goods from Veschek Bakery there in Bunnell. And I tell you, if you have not tasted any of their bakery goods, they have some Christmas and holiday stuff that it's unbelievable.
Kind of melts in your mouth.
Right. It's very good. It's homemade. Yeah. And the thing is, then we have the donation of $5 gets you a picture with Santa, a digit picture, which within a matter of a short time, a few moments or a couple of minutes, say, because we take them faster than they can print them, but they get the picture. They walk away from that with the picture. You'll get the snack. You also get the coupon to ride the choo-choo train as long as you want, as long as you can take it. Yeah. You can ride the choo-choo train. And you also get a free bag of food to feed the reindeers and the petting zoo people. So that's for the snack with Santa. Now, if you come in and don't want to do the snack with Santa, just go over there. You'll have to, for a very small fee, you'll have to pay for a bag of food, and you go out there and feed them. Get your picture taken. That's no cost with the reindeer, no cost with the camels and everything. And I tell you one thing, I saw them camels earlier this year, and they come up, they looking for that food. They love it.
They're trained.
Yes. And the goats there, there's be 6 to 10 goats. I can't even pronounce the name of the word on there. Starts with a G there.
Goats. That works for me, right. Mickey.
But they got a name for it, and they told me, but I can't remember it. The thing is, it's a combination of several different events going on.
And for people who need more information, they can always go to the website.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. ColdCountryChamber.com. Mm-hmm. ColdCountryChamber.com. We're on Facebook, too.
All righty. And we want to remind folks that if you're 65 or older and a Bunnell resident, the Senior Citizens Dinner coming up on the 11th of December.
Sunday
the 11th, beginning at noon. Doors open at the Civic Center, 11:30. You need to sign up before next Friday by calling Kathy Petrock.
And that's in the Bunnell Civic Center.
The Bunnell Civic Center, yes. Bunnell Civic Center. So, Mickey, thank you, sir. Happy holidays to you.
You too. And I also want to say one thank you to our sponsor that's been with us for several years on this program. I personally like to say thank you because it's fun to come in here and share our Bunnell Gillespie, the District 7 School District information all the time.
All right. Well, we appreciate Terry Plummer and the Plummer Funeral Home and that fine family that they are, and appreciate his support for the Wednesday Talk Show.
And we wish all these sponsors and all the people out there a very happy Thanksgiving and a very happy holiday season.
There you go. That's going to do it for the talk show here on this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. Our guest has been Mickey Robinson from the Cold Country Chamber, and the program's been brought to you by, as we mentioned, the Plummer Funeral Home. Stick around. The man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sorrell's up next with that opening market report here on AM 1540.